It is also significant as we think about the hymns of the book of Revelation that we have some great hymns of worship around Jesus Christ. Often, the book of Revelation is seen as a book dealing with the Antichrist and with the number of the beast. But one of the great things of Revelation is the hymns of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 4, for example, we have this beautiful vision of God sitting upon a throne and the 24 elders and the four living creatures are round about the throne and they cry out day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who was and the one who is and the one who is coming." God's name is praised in this hymn because of his holiness and because he is all-powerful and because he is eternal. These are the attributes that spark this praise. But then the 24 elders fall down and they worship the one who is sitting upon the throne and cast their crowns in verse 11 with the second hymn. "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, on account of your will they have been created." Again, the focus upon God as the Creator, who is worthy of worship because he's created all things and all things have been created by him. Then in chapter 5, we have the next hymn. There's a little scroll. "And no one is found worthy to open the scroll except one, and that is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ," in fulfillment of Genesis chapter 49, where it says that Judah crouches like a lion, and the scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. Shiloh there pointing to Jesus, I believe, to whose right it is to rule. And so we come to chapter 5, and we are told that the 24 elders and the four living creatures fall down before Christ as well, and they sing a new song, and they say, "Worthy are you to receive the book," in verse 9, "and to open the seals of it, because you were slain and you have redeemed to God out of your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and you have made them to our God a kingdom and priests, and they shall reign upon the earth." Notice in the third hymn, they are singing to Jesus Christ, who is worthy to open the book because he was slain, the book of judgment. Because he was slain, and he has redeemed to God by his blood people out of every nation, every tongue, every tribe. And he's made them a kingdom and priest, and they shall reign upon the earth someday, eternally with him, a new heaven and new earth. And then there is the next hymn to the Lamb when he sees a great company of angels joining the 24 elders and the living creatures. And their number was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. And they say in verse 12, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Notice again the Lamb that was slain, speaking of Jesus, is worthy to receive all the power, all the wealth, all the wisdom, all the strength and honor and glory and blessing. And then finally, all creation joins in. And they sing again to the Father and to the Son. In verse 13, they are saying to the one who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb, both equally receive blessing and honor and glory and power forever and forever. These great hymns in Revelation 4 and 5 continue throughout the book of Revelation. For example, in Revelation chapter 7, they who come out of great tribulation say, "Salvation belongs to our God, to the one sitting upon the throne, and to the Lamb." And furthermore, all the angels round about the throne, with the 24 elders and four living creatures, they fall down, and they sing another hymn in verse 12, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and forever. Amen. And then there is a picture of those who have come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And they sing a hymn. On account of this, they are before his throne, and they praise him night and day in his temple. And the one who sits upon the throne will dwell among them. They will never hunger, nor will they thirst again, nor will the sun fall upon them, nor any heat, because the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them. He will guide them unto wells of living water, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And notice, this hymn anticipates Revelation 21, when there will be no more tears and no more crying, and the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, becomes our eternal shepherd, who leads us and who protects us and who feeds us and who wipes away all tears from our eyes. And then as we conclude the seventh trumpet, there are further hymns in chapter 11, verse 15, when we are told that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders again, which are before the throne, fall upon their faces, and they worship God, and they say, "We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, the one who was, or the one who is, and the one who was, because you have taken your great power, and you have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and you have the power to raise the dead and to give judgment to your servants the prophets and to the saints and to those that fear your name, both small and great, and to destroy those that destroy the earth." Notice in this hymn we're looking at the end, where the nations have been brought, where people are brought before the Lord. It's the time to raise the dead and to give judgment to his servants and to the prophets, to the saints, and to those that fear God, both small and great, and then to judge those and destroy those who destroy the earth. And so these hymns continue to be sung throughout the book of Revelation until we come to Revelation 19. And we see the great hymn of the people of God worshiping in heaven. We are told, for example, in verse 1 of chapter 19, that there was a great crowd in heaven saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power is to our God, because true and righteous are his judgments. He has judged the great harlot, which has corrupted the earth in her harlotry. He has avenged the blood of his servants out of her hand. And then they said a second time, Hallelujah! It her smoke ascends forever and ever. Amen. So there's singing because God will finally bring judgment in the world. And then furthermore, Hallelujah! There's a great voice from the throne that came out in verse 5. And this voice says, Praise our God, all his saints, and those that fear him, both small and great. And then he hears a voice of a great crowd, like the voice of many waters, and as the voice of throngs of strong thunder, saying, Hallelujah, because the Lord reigns, our God, the Almighty. Let us rejoice, let us be glad, let us give to him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has prepared herself. And there was given to her that she should be clothed in pure white linen, and the linen represent the righteousnesses of the saints. So notice that great hymn is praising the Lord because he has now come to reign, and he has given glory, and the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride, the church, has prepared herself. So these are great hymns that permeate and run through the book of Revelation. And having heard these hymns, we can certainly say with John, Come, let everyone who hears, 17:22, come. And the one who is thirsty, let him come. The one who wills, let him take of the water of life freely. And John can only say, Come, Lord Jesus. And I believe when we look at these great hymns, that would be our cry as we worship God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Blessed Trinity, blessed Triune God.